AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And at 8:41, we are pleased to have our monthly Department of Veterans Affairs update, and Sean Hoffman will be joining us here this morning to talk about the My Healthy Vet program today.
Sean, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, and yourself?
We are doing all right here so far this morning. So, Sean, we're delving into a topic here that I think very few residents know about, and I'm not exactly sure how many veterans know about. It's the My Healthy Vet program. So, really, exactly how does this process work for veterans?
So it is our personal health record portal. It is essentially the online ability to connect to your VA healthcare. So we have approximately about 55% of our patient population here within the Eastern Kansas healthcare system who've already enrolled from My Healthy Vet. We're looking for that other 45% who haven't been able to get started yet. So it's simply a process where you register online, and the website is myhealth.va.gov. And so there will be an opportunity for a patient to register for an account. And once a patient registers for their account, we never take for granted an individual is who they say they are for the safety of your healthcare information. So we also ask our patients, they come see us at a VA facility. They can call me, or they can also have some online options. We verify someone's identification. We're basically verifying you are who you say you are, and that's what we call upgrading your account to premium. And once a patient upgrades their account to premium, that will allow them full access to all of the online tools available to our VA patients. So, for example, there are many options available. You want me to describe some of those options that are available to our patients?
Go right ahead.
Awesome. So when a patient gets signed up and they have access to those tools, now some of these, if you are familiar with, there's a lot of portals for healthcare systems that, you know, you get your care, you sign up for a portal, you're starting to be able to have access to certain things that you hope that you can be able to manage better online. For example, pharmacy refills. Definitely, My Healthy Vet, you can manage your refills online. You can see how many available refills you have left, and you'll also be able to track the delivery of those refills. So I know a lot of our patients say, hey, I know I submitted this, but I'm just concerned. I want to make sure I'm home when this is delivered. So you have the ability to even track those deliveries utilizing the My Healthy Vet website. You can also access, like, your medications list. And so how many times have we been to a doctor and they say, hey, what medications are you on? If you have the ability to quickly log into My Healthy Vet, you will be able to see your current active medications. So we also have the ability for our patients to view their future appointments online, but they can also schedule their appointments online. And I know that's important for a lot of our patients, especially if you're on the go. You want to have easier access to, at your convenience, get on your smartphone, on your computer, on your tablet, and be able to schedule those appointments as you get that time. And so that's another feature on the My Healthy Vet website. One of the more popular features on My Healthy Vet is the ability for you to look at your medical records. Now, I know some health portals definitely allow you to see, like, what your lab results are. Same thing on My Healthy Vet. we go a step further, and we allow our patients to have access to their doctor's notes. So I know some medical centers do this. A lot of medical centers do not do this. So how many times have we been to a doctor and the doctor has said, you know, Sean, I want you to be aware of X, Y, and Z, and here are the medical conditions I want you to be aware about. Here is the plan of care that we discussed. You go home, and 2 days later, you blank out, and you don't have a clue to what the doctor was sharing with you. You can now remind yourself, go onto your My Healthy Vet account and view those doctor's notes. Oh, that's right. We discussed this plan of care. I want to achieve X, Y, and Z. I have these medical conditions. Okay, maybe I can go online and now study more about these medical conditions. I can also maybe look up the medications that I'm receiving now and look at some research about those medications and be more aware of the side effects or things I need to be aware about certain medications. We give that patient access online through MyHealthyVet, so you can stay invested in the care that you're receiving from us. So we figure if you are a better educated patient, you are hopefully making better educated choices. So we give you the online tools to not only be reminded about the care you're receiving from us, we also have health research websites. I need to look up the website while we're talking here. We have an amazing website where it's kind of like a WebMD, but geared for our veterans. And you can look up your current medical conditions. What are things you can do to alleviate certain issues or things to this effect? So, you know, MyHealthyVet, we want our patients to go there to stay connected to their health care. We even give our patients the ability 24/7 to communicate with their health care teams online. So we call that secure messaging, and we're constantly making sure our new providers, our new staff members and things to this effect have the ability to communicate with our patients online at the convenience of not only the patient, but for our staff. They have up to 3 full business days to look at a patient's concerns and respond back to those concerns. So MyHealthyVet is just one of the amazing tools the VA has developed to allow our patients to not only understand the care they're receiving here at the VA, but stay connected to that care they're receiving at the VA.
Sean, I wanted to ask you, and kind of looping back to one of your earlier points, you mentioned here about the verification process and that premium access. In a lot of cases, you say you see the word premium access, and you're automatically thinking, okay, how much do I have to pay to get that premium
dollars,
access?
Dollars.
Yeah, is premium access here with MyHealthyVet, does that cost any, or is it just simply the online process for that verification?
It is simply the online process for the verification. $0 are associated with getting your account upgraded. So when we, and I absolutely agree, when you hear upgrade, you're going, uh-oh, what is this going to cost me? It's $0. So it is essentially the process of taking your account when you first get registered. It's called a basic account. We're now going to upgrade it to premium. Essentially, we're verifying for your to protect your personal health information and your personal information, period, that we're going to verify you are who you say you are before we allow to release that information onto your account.
You know, another question that I had, Sean, is, you know, we talk about the website, but what about mobile access? I'm assuming, you know, we do have our number of our veterans here who have gone through a number of wars prior, Vietnam, a few Korea, a little bit earlier, say, with Gulf War, things like that, early stages. But what about mobile access maybe for some of our current military service personnel and more recent veterans who may be a little bit younger in the demographics?
It's like you're reading my mind. we definitely have developed a lot of mobile apps recently for the purposes that you were just describing. So there are mobile.va.gov. On that site, mobile.va.gov, and you can usually find these apps if you use an Apple product or an Android product and you go to whatever the store that's associated with that format, and you search VA or VA Mobile, you're going to see all the different applications that we've developed for our patients, and we even develop apps for our providers. But for our patients, we have like the ability to kind of simplify some of the features. You may sign up for MyHealthyVet, but you're going, you know what, I'm more concerned just about making sure my refills are being kept up to date. We have a refill app. You know, we have a scheduling app online. We have apps developed, for example, if you have PTSD and you want to be able to manage tools better or be able to say, hey, I need to keep in mind X, Y, and Z when I may have an episode start to come about. We have a PTSD app. We have military sexual trauma apps. We have a COVID coach. We have insomnia coaches. The list of apps we've developed for our patients are endless. And they're all amazing, and they're all available, zero cost, once again, to our veterans. All you need to do is download those apps on the smartphone or tablet that you might be utilizing.
Okay. Well, Sean, to learn more again about My Healthy Vet, where do you need to go as far as our veterans are concerned, to get the process started or to upgrade their current service that they get?
Just to start with your account, myhealth.va.gov, myhealth.va.gov. That's where you can start your account and click on register. There are online reminders on how to get your account upgraded. If you are currently within the VA system, contact the facility that you're visiting and say, hey, how do I upgrade my account? Almost everyone here in the Eastern Kansas healthcare system knows how to get a hold of me, Sean Hoffman. So if you call and you say, I need to speak to that My Healthy Vet guy, or I need to speak with Sean Hoffman, they are going to get you directly in my office, or at least on the phone, and I will discuss with you on the phone what are your best options. We can figure out if that's visiting a facility, and you can get it done in person. And the upgrade process takes like 2 to 3 minutes. It's really quick. If you're comfortable with using technology, I can on your smartphone, on your tablets. We can do a video one-to-one with each other, and I can verify your identification on a video call, or there are online options as well. Login.gov is one of our new features that we're trying to push our veterans to sign up for. That includes the verification process. I'll be honest, you probably want to be a little tech savvy if you try to do the online verification process. You are going to be asked to upload a government-issued photo ID during the process of getting your ID verified.
All right. My Healthy Vet Guy, Sean Hoffman.
Yes!
With us here this morning. Great job, Sean.
It's a pleasure. And I could talk all day about this. Obviously,
I know you have many
other things to pay. But I give you guys amazing thank yous for allowing me the opportunity to share with your audience about our great program here.
Absolutely.
Great program. Thanks. We appreciate it.
Yep. Love to have you back on. Thanks, Sean.
Hey, it's a pleasure. Take care, guys.
Yeah, Sean Hoffman joining us. Yeah, a lot of good information there.
Again, yeah.
I know.
Be sure to listen either the first of the month or the next available weekday after the first of the month for our Department of Veterans Affairs monthly updates. Want to let you know about a schedule adjustment that we've had to make here. We were planning on having Michelle Margeson as our newsmaker guest tomorrow at 7:20. Some things have come up, so she will actually be joining us at 8:20 Thursday to talk about the Denim and Diamonds Golf Tournament. Lynn Smith, Pioneer Bluffs Director, will be talking about Radius on the Ranch, which is a big activity for the ranch, which is coming up April 15th. That'll be in the newsmaker slot at 7:20 tomorrow morning.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:54.
It's time to schedule your pool opening with Jack's Lawn and Pool. Now is the